Brad Davidson, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. How are we, guys?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. And your local club, I guess, the Entertainment Grounds at Gosford. So unfortunate for them, the Coast meeting is being transferred to Newcastle and we go ahead in Newcastle tomorrow. Has it altered your form?
Not too much. Yeah, look, I know a lot of people would say that, you know, you got the biggest straight there and then it's a fairer track, but what people don't realise is Gosford Rail True is actually a very fair track and not the easiest track to lead on. It's actually a better track to be in the running line, a little bit off speed and chiming into the race, particularly when it's rain affected. So I haven't altered too much as a result. As you said, just echo those thoughts. You know, very disappointing for the club, and you know, I know that this is their big day in the sun, and yeah, it's just one of those things that I know. It's gonna hurt them financially, and you know, I just feel for everyone involved. They're a great progressive club, and you know, they even just held their cocktail party last night and kept the bar open for the members even longer, despite you know, the fact that they're going to be hit financially there with that transferred meeting on Saturday. So an unfortunate situation. I think the track was in the sort of heavy 9, heavy 8 range yesterday. So I guess it is what it is, and the meeting will be at Newcastle.
I'll get your tips at Newcastle a little bit later, Davo, but we've also got the Goodwood to be run at Morphettville tomorrow. Who do you like in that?
Look, I think it's a great race, Loz. Plenty of different angles, like normal. Obviously, Amelia's Jewel's the favourite at this stage, and she stays at the sprint trip for the third consecutive run, despite the stable sort of suggesting, you know, she's a better 1,400, 1,600 metre horse. So blinkers go on to try to counteract that. But, I just think maybe she's looking for that a little bit further now. So I've ended up landing on Benedetta. I thought she was outstanding in the Robert Sangster. She just missed the start badly and was on the back foot from word go as a result, and had to sort of burn some petrol early in the race to get back into a position, and that just told late. I think if she gets out of the gates better tomorrow, which I expect she will, and gets herself into a position early, she'll have that bit more energy to conserve and use that lethal turn of foot we know she has. So that's the way I went in the Goodwood tomorrow. But, look, there's been a lot of chat about Amelia's Jewel being overrated and whatnot. I don't think that's the case. I just think that she's much better suited over a bit further. So we'll see how she goes tomorrow. But it wouldn't surprise me to see her win because she's a very, very good horse.
The Tab Hollandale Stakes will be run at the Sunshine Coast, of course, tomorrow. Hueto is the favourite at $3.40 from Kovalika at $4.20 with Tab. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, it's an interesting race. Obviously, we're all coming off that big win at Randwick last time. It's hard to assess because it was a meeting where, if you're on the fence that day, it was probably worth 3 or 4 lengths. So he definitely found the fast lane, and that aided that big win. But, you know, we know he's so good in Queensland all the same. He ran second in this race last year, fourth in the race 2 years ago, and, of course, ran second to Zaki last year. There's no Zaki this year, so draws awkwardly, but he'll love the big Galandra track, and I'm sure he'll be hitting the line very, very hard late. I thought Just Folk up on speed's probably his danger, and we know he likes wet ground. He's on the quick backup from the Hawkesbury Gold Cup, and I think he'll go close too. But look, I think he's top pick, but I'm not as, don't think he's across the line, despite that big dominant win at Randwick last time on the bias track.
What do you like? What's your best for Newcastle tomorrow for the Coast meeting?
Yeah, look, I think it's in the Coast. I think it's Tavi time. I just think the transfer meeting to Newcastle plays right into his hands. It's his home track. He's a big winner there in the Provincial Midway Championship qualifier. And I just think getting out to a mile on what looks a rain-affected track, they're predicting big showers at Newcastle tomorrow as well. So I know that track's in the soft range at the moment, but I expect it to be well into the heavy range tomorrow. And we'll see if they, able to hold the meeting with the forecast they've got. Hopefully it all goes off and we're able to get through the meeting like Hawkesbury last week, where they were tipping Armageddon and it never arrived. So that's the thing with the rain in New South Wales. It seems to be, where the lotto, you're 10 minutes down the road and you can cop 50 mil, and you're 10 minutes the other way and you can cop zero. So, we'll see how that pans out tomorrow. But look, I think he's the best. I think he just maps beautifully, and a mile on soft ground looks ideal at this stage of the preparation.
It certainly does. Race 8, number 9, Tavi Time, Davo's best in the Coast at Newcastle. Mate, you have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Cheers.